For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Messi Mania is real. Heck, Messi Messiah. Starting to believe a little bit. I am Dan Day with my cousin Vladimir Louisson, and I need to atone for my sins.
Yeah, you do.
I said Messi was going to come here. He's not going to come in on this white horse and save the day and be the greatest player in the world and totally change the organization. There's going to be kind of a learning curve. There's going to be periods of times where you're kind of like, come on, let's get going, let's get going. And he proved me 100% wrong last night. Gets in, looked absolutely crisp. Great passing, great movement, made things happen in those 30 minutes he was in. I was happy with that. I said, you know what? Good enough for me. I'm a believer now. Messi is going to change this organization. He is going to change MLS. He is going to change soccer in the United States. And then all lo and behold, with about 94 minutes on the clock, a penalty, not in the box, a free kick. And I said, what are the chances? I mean, I'm glad he's getting this opportunity, but what are the chances? Tied 1-1, 94th minute. Basically, this is a walk-off kick. A free kick? No, it was close to the box. I'll give him credit. But man, what a strike. I didn't even believe it at first. Vlad, did you believe it? Did you know it had gone in? It was weird.
No, I knew it was going in.
Soccer's so fast sometimes. I can't keep up. That's why I like got to replay it like 7 times so I can kind of see what's going on.
That's what he does. It was just perfect. It was a Hollywood script.
Absolutely amazing.
It was scripts.
Talked about it yesterday. He's not starting. You know, at first you say, oh, what a bummer. People paid all this money. They want to see him play 90 minutes. But then I still started to think, wait a second. He can come in at the end, tie the game, win the game. And remember, in League's Cup, there is no draws. I was like, what if it gets down to penalty kicks? Tata Martino, do not let him go first. Do not let him go first. I know that's the logical, strategical thing to do. Get your best penalty kicker, best player in the world, doing the first penalty kick, put pressure on their team. Don't you dare do that. You save Messi till you need him and let Messi make that game winner. Didn't come down to that, Vlad. 94 minutes. Into the game, Messi with a wonder goal that made us all believe here in South Florida, including myself, maybe the one person that doubted him, that Messi is for real here at Inter Miami. I knew he was real before. That's not the point. For Inter Miami, first game, what he did, woo!
I don't think Commercial Boulevard's had that much star power.
It was, so Venus Williams, I saw her.
No, Serena.
It was Serena.
Serena?
Yeah, that's right. Serena was there.
Serena, Kim, and LeBron were there.
LeBron
gave Messi a hug before the game, and literally they said the seats, like they could touch the players. That's how close they were in those seats. I heard there was, what, maybe 2,000 extra seats put into the stadium. Look, they're going to have to go to Hard Rock, man.
They will. They've talked about it.
They're going to have to. Until they get their own stadium, they're going to have to. It was electric. I'm not gonna lie to you. The first half was crapo. I ain't gonna lie. It's basura. It was done. It was like, all right, we know he's coming the second half. But if you've never watched Inter Miami play, they got a very porous defense, bro.
Dude, this year's been tough to watch. I'm not gonna lie.
That team, the Mexican team, should have scored at least 5 goals in that game.
Give Drake Callender credit. Drake Callender made some great stops.
He did. But God, it was some bad defense in the first half. And then when Messi came, it was good. And it just looked when he was watching him, seeing him on the bench watching the game, it was like, this guy was like, this is what I'm going against. Oh, this is easy. I could have scored 80 goals in this league. Like, this is nothing. It was I mean, well, he wasn't going against MLS talent, but you could tell he was going against inferior talent.
And let's be honest, both Cruz Azul and Inter Miami were on like a 10-game not win streak.
Right.
They had some ties in there. Cruz Azul started off 0-2 in Liga MX, but still one of the traditional powerhouses in the Mexican League.
It was good. Look, it's a tournament. It was a great win. They play again Tuesday, and then they're off for a month. So if they win to that one, they won last night. If they win on Tuesday, the hype is going to be unbelievable. That's going to be when Inter comes back. It's going to be one of the hottest tickets in the city.
Yeah. So you're in pool play right now for League's Cup. There's only three teams in the pool: Cruz Azul and Atlanta United. You get a draw, you're basically through to the next round. And all of a sudden, Inter Miami's looking pretty good, because remember, they're in the cup as the FA Cup. For the United States, too. Also, they're in the Final Four. Now they have Lionel Messi. They have a realistic chance to win the FA Cup, to win the League's Cup, and, an outside chance. They have to win a lot of games in MLS, Vlad, to make it to the playoffs.
I looked at it. They would have to go...
Eight out of 11 games?
Not even.
I think they have to win eight games.
They literally have to win 10 out of 12.
Oh! Okay, look!
They would literally have to... And they can't lose those two games. They would have to tie. They would have to draw. It would have to be draws.
Look, me of little faith, I said Messi's not coming in on a white horse. He can prove me wrong again. Winning 10 out of 12 and tying those other two. Whoo, that's a lot of points. That's a lot to put on someone's shoulders, Vlad. But you got Lionel Messi. You got Sergio Busquets. Jordi Alba going to be joining the team. Tata Martino coaching. Got FC Barcelona here in MLS. All right. I mean, am I starting to believe? Yes, absolutely.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.